This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. The Austin Independent School District will announce in September a plan to close and consolidate schools. As a result, some students will be sent to new schools, which is an emotional possibility for many parents. KUT's Claire McInerney has been exploring this situation, and today brings us the story of a family who made this choice willingly, in the name of integration.
This is Allie Takata.
I'm the parent of two daughters, 10 and 8, fourth grade and second grade.
She and her family moved to Austin from California about 3.5 years ago. When they got here, they did what a lot of people do. Bought a house in a neighborhood where they heard the schools were really good. Shortly after moving, one thing stuck out to her.
So when we first moved here, I kind of was surprised by how white Austin felt and looked to me. And it took me a little while to realize that it was not white, it was just very segregated.
Allie's family is what she calls mixed Asian. She's half Japanese, her husband is Sri Lankan, her children are biracial. The school they enrolled the kids in felt similar to the central Austin neighborhood they had just moved to. Mostly white, mostly affluent. The girls went to their neighborhood elementary school for 2 years. During that time, Allie learned about her new city. She learned about the history of segregation in Austin and its schools, about the 1928 master plan that zoned the city in a way to exclude minorities. She started to understand why her neighborhood felt so white, because city policies kept it that way for decades. Knowing all of that, she took another look at her kid's school.
You know, after 2 years at the school, I feel like I started to make some observations that were disturbing to me. And I just started to feel less comfortable at the school.
When she looked at the school, she saw that almost all of the parents had money. And that meant better resources for the kids, which isn't bad. But she was also aware that many kids at other AISD schools don't have those opportunities.
So I felt like I was participating in the hoarding of resources. PTA funds, the concentration of social capital, and wealth and privilege, and I just started to have a problem with that.
She saw many parents with the ability and time to lobby the district or school board, which also led to more resources and opportunities. That also seemed unfair to Allie.
I really started to let go of this prevalent belief that good parents focus solely on their kids, and I just wanted an alternative and something that was more inclusive and less focused on what my kid has and how much more I can get for my kid.
She and her husband started talking about transferring their kids to another school. Allie started visiting different schools within a few miles of her house. She eventually picked an elementary school in East Austin, one that demographically looked very different from her neighborhood school. Most of the kids come from low-income homes. 80% of the students are Black or Latino. The most recent state grades gave the new school a C. The kids' old school had a B. The new school was very different on paper, and it was exactly the environment she wanted her kids to learn in.
Can I look at them?
Allie asked us not to share the names of the schools her kids attended. She also asked that we not use her daughter's names. But I did talk to them.
This one, I don't know who did that.
It's July. The girls are in the middle of summer break. They're sitting on the living room floor with Allie, who's showing them how to fold paper cranes. The older daughter, who we'll call Kay, had just finished fourth grade. I asked about when her mom told her she would be transferring schools.
Yeah, they told us something about, like, integration.
Kay said she was surprised her mom had been looking at new schools. But then they had their first day, and her transition?
That was very easy.
What was easy about it?
Well, I think I'm just good at making friends in general. And, like, the people there were nice.
She had been the new kid before. When her family moved from California, she started first grade at the old school in West Austin in the middle of the year. She says that transition was much harder.
Like, when I transferred into my old school, they weren't very welcoming. And then when I transferred into my new school, like right now, they were very welcoming. So I just felt more like safe or something.
Her younger sister, who we'll call M, had a harder time.
Well, I did not want to go to a new school. And I do not like changes. So I just didn't like it.
Em says she's not as outgoing as her sister, so she was worried about making friends. Then we started talking about what they were looking forward to in the new school year.
I'm excited about the teachers. Both teachers are really nice.
Well, at school, we just, like, write these little, like, page story things. You have, like, a subject, and then you have to write about it.
They both recognize there are differences between their old school and the new one. Kay brought up the Halloween carnival at their old school in their neighborhood. It had rides, a haunted house, a bounce house. The new school has a carnival, but Allie says there isn't PTA money or parent volunteer hours to match the event at the old school. And her girls didn't care.
You know, like, kids don't need all this stuff. My girls were just happy to run around, eat some candy or eat some popcorn and, you know, hang out with their friends.
After 1 year, Allie considers the transfer a success. Both girls have made friends. She says she saw improvement in her older daughter's reading. And she can't say definitively if it was the school or the teacher or her daughter's motivation. But Allie says both kids are doing well academically, even if they're going to a school with lower state test scores.
And that's not to say, like, I love 100% of this school. You know, I struggle with aspects of it, but It doesn't bring me down. It certainly doesn't bring my girls down.
While she says this decision was good for her daughters, the idea of self-integrating is very complicated for her. She told me it's a fine line between feeling like she's trying to take from other students for the benefit of her kids. She doesn't want to feel like a savior coming into a school with fewer resources and act like she can fix it. Because of that, she has no plans to try and be an officer in the PTA and is trying to keep a low profile while her kids find their community. AISD will announce in September its first draft of a plan for which schools to close and consolidate. These closings may put more families in schools they didn't plan for, schools they consider bad, or schools where they feel different or uncomfortable. Allie says she's not naive and knows there are a lot of challenges in that kind of situation. But she says a positive attitude can make a huge difference.
If you're going into a new place and feeling like, yeah, that my kids don't deserve to be here, then it's, I think it's not going to go well.
Claire McInerney, KUT News.